from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. Fire crews continue to battle multiple blazes across New Jersey. One of the largest is affecting the New York and New Jersey border. The Jennings Creek Fire in Sterling Forest State Park has burned over 3,000 acres. Brian Gallagher, a forest ranger with the New York State Department of Environment Conservation, says the terrain is steep and rocky, too dangerous for bulldozers to be used to fight the blaze.
Most of our efforts is going to be handline, people hiking in with hand tools to make the fire lines that we need to try and contain this.
Officials say Sunday's rains won't really help much. United States Naval Academy graduate Ensign John R. Elliott was killed when he was 22 years old by a drunk driver. Now the recently completed interchange between Route 42 and Route 295 has been dedicated as the Ensign John R. Elliott Memorial Interchange. His father explains the significance.
Well, this interchange literally would have saved our son's life if it had been available on July 22, 2000. When he was traveling home for his mother's birthday from Annapolis.
And the Radio City Christmas Spectacular is underway with new Rockettes after open call auditions.
Hundreds of hopefuls high-kicked for auditions this spring to become a Rockette, and 17 were chosen, including three from New Jersey. This year, people can expect to see not only the Rockettes' world-famous high kicks, but routines like Parade of the Living Soldiers and the Living Nativity. The show also features Santa flying over the audience with 3D glasses and drones painted like Rockettes. The show is 90 minutes long with no intermission, and tickets are available online. The show runs until January 5th. Jacqueline Carl.
And download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And is cooler weather on the way? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, mainly clear for tonight. It's going to be breezy with low temperatures between 45 and 50. And the wind is going to pick up even more as we head into tomorrow. Winds gusting 30 to 40 miles per hour. And with things drying back out again and the humidity dropping, it's going to lead to a high fire threat again with a mostly sunny sky. High temperatures in the mid-50s tomorrow. Clear, brisk, and colder tomorrow night. Lows 30 to 35. And mostly sunny for Wednesday. And a high temperature pretty close to 50. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
51 degrees Phillipsburg, 52 degrees Princeton, 58 degrees Cherry Hill. Fast traffic, instant weather. Every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.